علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Sorry, we were focusing on the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one of those phrases, explains about the continuity of the prophetic mission, which whose continuity is manifested in four ways. And whenever either of these four elements are present, that means the issue of prophethood and the mission of prophethood is there. And the method or the mission of prophethood is always and will always be there. Though the prophet might not be present, but his mission will always be present through different elements that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned, where he goes on to say, وَلَمْ يُخْلِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ خَلْقَهُ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ مُرْسَلٍ. Allah never left the creation empty of either a prophet who was sent or who is sent, أو كتاب منزل, or a book that is brought down, أو حجة لازمة, or a binding argument, أو محجة قائمة, or a path that is there, that is present, that can be utilized. So these are the four elements, inshallah, which we are slowly trying to unravel as we continue our discussion.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, coming back to our discussion, we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَمْ يُخْلِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ خَلْقَهُ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ مُرْسَلٍ أَوْ كِتَابٍ مُنْزَلٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave this earth, the creation, without a prophet who is sent or a book that is brought down. And we talked about the book and the qualities of the book, and that it may happen at times that a prophet is not there, is not present, but a book is present and it continues, and it is the reason for the continuity of the works of that prophet. To give you an example, we can give the example of the time of the prophet Musa alayhi salam. So the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he came with a book, and the Torah, which was full of light and guidance, came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Musa alayhi salam had that book. But Musa alayhi salam, he died during the period of wandering of the community of Musa. As you know, the people of Musa, the Bani Israel, they were banished to wander around the earth for 40 years because of some mistakes that they made. And these 40 years was a chance for them to progress, was a chance for them to develop themselves. And luckily, due to the guidance of Nabi Musa alayhi salam and the book that was left behind, which is the Torah, and the successors of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, who applied the teachings of the book in the community progressed. And when they entered finally the land of Palestine and the land around that area, they began to apply the teachings of Musa alayhi salam. At that time, Nabi Musa was not alive. But still, the book was present. So you notice sometimes the prophet is absent, but the book is present and it continues that path.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we give the example of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, that at his time, the community of Musa alayhi salam, they continued the legacy of Musa alayhi salam by finalizing that revolution, the revolution that began with, moving away from Fir'aun, with not accepting the authority of oppressors. And finally, it ended up in the form of a government, a system, a socio-political religious system that was established under the precincts of the Torah, the book of God. But at that time, unfortunately, Nabi Musa alayhi salam had left this world. So we see that the Prophet of God was not there, but the book of God was present. And of course, the book of God was in its pristine form when Nabi Musa alayhi salam left. So it was not interpolated or misinterpreted, because at that time we had the successors of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, like Yusha bin Nun and the others, who and Kalib bin Yuhanna, who continued the path of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. This being the case, we saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never leaves the earth of either a prophet of God or a book, or other two things. When the book and the prophet is absent, there are other two things that we'll discuss afterwards. But the book of God, when it's present in its pristine form, and there are successors of the prophet who may not necessarily be bearers of the book, of a book, but they continue the path that has been laid down by the prophet, manifested in the form of the book that is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people and this book in his presence continue that path, and it manifests itself in the society in that form. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he helps us to uphold the books of God and continue the path of the prophets. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه